All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Ashraf Al-Masharawi. I'm a gastroenterologist, hepatologist, assistant professor at the University of Missouri.
Professor, we want to talk to you a little bit about the Show Me Echo program and what exactly it is. Before we even get started on the actual, you know, in-depth questions, could you explain to our listeners what Show Me Echo is?
Sure, Ashley. Project Echo actually is one of the most innovative projects that has been around now since 2003. It started in New Mexico, and just actually for the record, Echo, E-C-H-O, stands for Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes. Basically, in general terms, it's a project that we're trying to reach to the primary care clinicians and providers in their own hometowns so they can treat their patients without the need for these patients to come to see the specialists. Basically, we're trying to break the barrier of distance and also trying to share the knowledge that, you know, has been for a while monopolized by the specialists, basically to, as Dr. Aurora, who initially started this ECHO project, mentioned, democratize this knowledge. Basically, we're trying to share with our partners of primary care providers our knowledge so they can provide it at their own base, on their own places, so we can get better outcomes for our patients.
Fantastic. Now, this is specializing in hepatitis C care. Is that correct?
Well, the Show Me Echo, as a matter of fact, has more than one clinic. So Hepatitis C clinic is one of the clinics that the Show Me Echo project includes. And basically, it started a year or so ago with multiple clinics, including asthma clinic, a chronic pain clinic, endocrine clinic. Hepatitis C clinic actually is one of the clinics that we recently started with the Show Me Echo project. And basically, we aim to provide the same care that we provide for our patients here at the Hepatitis C clinic at the University of Missouri. But we share our knowledge with the primary care providers, basically, so they can provide it to their patients in their own hometowns.
You know, this is an absolutely fantastic program, especially for the rural areas. I know that, you know, where our station is located, we have our primary care physicians here within the town, but then if anybody needs any sort of specialty care, they have to drive at least an hour to get to a bigger city with a bigger hospital and all those specialty clinics. So making this available to primary care physicians is definitely a step up for the medical field. What made you guys decide to bring it to the University of Missouri and your guys' extension offices?
Well, as you know, Ashley, University of Missouri mission always has been to provide care and to extend it actually to rural areas, even you know, and for the patients who are let's say they're not as fortunate to have direct access to the expertise here at the university. So basically, Project Echo is one of these innovative projects where you can use video conferencing. Basically, it's a multi-point video conferencing. You will just sit there and with your team and provide, you know, discuss basically the case with the primary care providers. I think actually it will help in reducing the cost of untreated disease. It will help provide excellent care to the rural areas and, you know, at lower cost. And basically, why now? I mean, it has been actually going on for a while. I mean, the thoughts about bringing this project, but until a year ago or so, funding was an issue. So basically, thankfully, we get this Show Me Echo approved through the funding through the state for the year 2015, at that time it became to reality, and now we're able actually to proceed with it.
Fantastic. Now, I would like to make it very aware how common and even more so growing the hepatitis disease is. According to this release, there were approximately 7,200 new cases of hepatitis C identified just in Missouri in 2015. That's up almost 1,700 cases from just a year before in 2014. That just kind of shows us why this is definitely something that seems to be, you know, it seems that we definitely need a stand to be taken and need those sort of physicians, or our local physicians, to know how to treat and overcome these things. Now, how long, you said that there were other Show Me Echo clinics. When did you say the Hep C clinic was initiated?
The Hep C clinic actually was initiated in October 2015, and we've been actually in preparation for quite a while before that, just to put things together and be ready to initiate it. So basically, we have conducted so far at least three clinics, as we're doing it. It's not a daily thing. We're doing it in a rate of once a week or once every other week, depending also on the participants. So basically at this time, we're trying to educate our partners in the, clinicians in the rural areas about this project and how to use this as a resource for themselves as well as for their patients. And we're hoping, actually, as we go through, that we will have more numbers who participate, and then we will increase the frequency of the clinic.
Now, if anyone is listening to this and they would like to know more about the Hep C clinic or any of the Show Me Echo programs, is there a website you can refer them to? Doctor, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today. Again, this is some really interesting and great progress, especially for the state of Missouri. Is there anything else that you wish to let listeners know?
No, I really thank you, Ashley, and I appreciate the opportunity actually to speak to you about this. I just want to summarize the benefits of the ECHO model, and this is, benefits not only for our patients but also for our primary care providers. So basically what we're trying to do is demonopolize the knowledge, increase the access to quality health care, reduce the disparities and the variations between the care in the academic centers and the rural areas, especially in chronic diseases such as hepatitis C. Also, some benefits to the physicians or the clinicians themselves. So workforce training, this is a case-based training model. It happens, or we do it on ease. So basically they will be just talking partner to partner, and we just discuss the cases and, answer their questions. And, we're hoping actually with following this model, the fear or the intimidation that comes from treating chronic hepatitis C will be eliminated. And this way, they will be providing care to their patients. This is also cost-effective care. It cuts down the cost of travel big time, and also reduce the cost of untreated disease just because of the lack of transportation. So basically, we're trying to remove the barrier of transportation and improve access to our knowledge. And I actually want to thank you again, Ashley, for this time and for allowing us to talk about this excellent project on your station.